And we want to tell you about one more thing that's burning up the internet. It's Willow Smith, the 9-year-old daughter of megastars Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Willow Smith made a splash this week with the premiere of a music video for a song called Whip My Hair. Well, you really have to see it. But the video is colorful, kinetic. It features a sassy Willow Smith dancing with dozens of other kids who are whipping their hair, too. The video went viral almost immediately after it premiered on Monday and won Willow a lot of fans. But some people are asking whether a 9-year-old should be drawing this kind of attention and whether her famous parents are making a misstep by putting her in the spotlight. We wanted to talk more about this, so we've called Danielle Belton, author of the politics and pop culture blog, blacksnob.com, and she's with us here our Washington, D.C. studio, and she's whipping her hair, too. I should mention that. So, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
Why do you think the video caused such a frenzy? Just how big of a hit is it?
Well, I think it was seductive for people because the fact that the song is edgy enough and pop enough and hip-hop enough where if it had been performed, like, by Rihanna or an older artist, it would be received really, really well. But the fact that it's a 9-year-old girl with, like, this totally head-banging, like, slamming, driven beat, it's, you know, there's this weird, like, how should I feel about this as an adult? Can I play this at the club and dance to this as an adult? Like, even though this
is a club that a 9-year-old shouldn't be in.
Exactly, right. That she can't get into, you know? And so I think that some of the unease comes from that, from people who just can't reconcile the two, the fact that there's some mature music coming from a 9-year-old that they would actually like to get out and dance to. But at the same token, it is a kid's song. Like, there's nothing really beyond the pale in the song or the video. She's obviously, you know, 9.
Well, what is the criticism? Is it because there have been kid stars since forever? I mean, the Disney Channel is filled with kids dancing. I mean, there's shows about little kids dancing. So what's so terrible.
I think the fact that she's being marketed and promoted as an actual artist, a serious artist. A lot of times with kid singers, often they get put in like the little kiddie ghetto. You're like, okay, you're on Disney. Okay, you're on Nickelodeon. The only people who know who you are people who watch Disney and Nickelodeon. Like, I could not tell you a Selena Gomez song. I don't know any. I don't know a Demi Lovato song. Like, those are all cute.
Lovato. Yeah,
Lovato.
I do.
Yes, yeah. They're huge. Huge
but,
with kids.
But then there have been other young stars. I mean, the Jackson 5, for heaven's sake. Well, is that part of it? Is that the Jackson legacy is that people think nothing good will come of this? Is that part of the concern?
There's some of that, too. Although I think what Willow has an advantage in her corner is that both her parents are already celebrities. Her parents aren't depending on her to, you know, pay the rent. You know, with the Jackson 5, those kids, if they didn't work, the family didn't eat. So that's a lot of pressure.
Which is not just the fact for them, but other child stars have been also the engine
well,
that lifted
Lindsay
their
Lohan's
families
problem.
Out of poverty.
I mean, you know, they're the primary breadwinner, and that's a precarious position to put a developing child in to say, okay, you know, the whole family is going to fail if you don't get this together and go do this show. Like, most kids don't have the maturity to pull that off. She doesn't have to worry about that. Willow does not have that worry at all. Mommy and daddy have plenty of money. They're completely supportive, and they can essentially protect her in ways that poor parents can.
Well, is the issue here that they feel what? That they're exposing her to too much attention, and that they look at other child stars who seem to be having some very difficult times when they grow up, like Lindsay Lohan, like Gary Coleman, and say that the whole child star phenomenon needs to be tamped down. Is that part of the issue?
I think there's concern about taking a kid that young and opening her up for criticism. When you put a child out there like that with a song and you're promoting them as a mature artist, you're going to invite criticism from people. And the fact that you're only 9, you're still developing your identity, some of that criticism can be devastating. Like, people will criticize your looks, they'll criticize how you dress, how you talk, how you sound, whether you can actually sing or not. People might accuse you of, you know, of all sorts of things, that not being really you, it's really your mom who's pushing this whole thing.
Right.
So it's all about, to me, it's about how well the Pinkett Smiths, you know, protect Willow from, you know, what she is going to hear versus what, you know, they don't want her to hear at
all. You know, it's interesting because kids have always worked with their parents. I mean, they worked with their parents on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, any, you know, kids who whose parents
been working since she
small
was like
businesses
nine
have always, you know, worked with them. And so this is kind of their family business. The only other question I had for you is the whole hair thing, the whole whip my hair thing. You know, there's always this debate in many ethnic communities, particularly African-American communities, where hair is such a sensitive issue. I wonder if there's anything about the whole whip your hair thing, the fact that you need to have hair to whip, is that something that's bothering? Is that kind of pushing anybody's buttons?
Well, you know, hair is a political issue in the Black community. Like, there's so many things about blackness that are political, that aren't political for other people, that become a whole deep, angry, debated issue. So there is a hint of that, because hair is such a huge identity issue, especially for black women. When you think of the millions and millions of dollars that black women spend on their hair, trying to get it to do whatever they desire for it to do.
Or that that other people's hair does. Let's just be honest about it. So there's that piece of it. So, well, fine. Just very briefly, are you a fan? You like it? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I like the song. I think it's a good song.
Okay, even though you're not nine.
Even though I'm not nine.
All right, well, whip your hair, Danielle. Danielle Belton is author of the blog BlackSnob.com, and she joined us in our studio in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you can read more about Willow Smith and the Whip My Hair video. Tell Me More producer Veronica Miller shares her thoughts on our blog. Go to NPR.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More. Feel free to add your own comments. In other words, blog it out. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bracton Booker, Grant Clark, Lee Hill, Zishan Jawani, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, and Amy Ta. Our editors are Kyle McKinnon, Louise Clemens, and Lori Grant. Our director is Monica Evstatieva. She had a hand this week from Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She had a hand this week from Neil Tevolt. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The senior supervising editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.